He loves his television. In fact, there's a website dedicated to it called Decider TV. It's Steve Malk, legend. How are you, sir?
Oh, Belko, look, I am still getting over just how good Barracuda on the ABC is, premiered last night.
Do you have plenty of speedo action?
There is a fair bit of it. It's an amazing novel by Christos Tsolkas that has been translated to the screen with an incredible cast. Matt Nabel, Rachel Griffiths, Jeremy Lindsay Taylor, and throw in the young kid who plays Danny Kelly, the centre of the story, a guy called Elias Anton, who has done a little bit of acting, but this is his first major role. He's outrageously good.
Someone attributed his talent to something akin to a very young Alex Dimitriadis when he began to start.
I would say that is very fair. There will be more to hear from him after this, no question.
Well, I had my doubts about Alex until I saw Secret City and realised some of the depth he can actually play, so I was very impressed with
that. Are you serious? It took you that long?
Oh, look, the slap didn't do anything for me, his character in there. He always seemed to have played a character, you know, just Alex playing Alex. The Secret City just brought out something different, I thought.
Oh, no, and that is a cracking role too for Mr. Dimitriadis, no question.
All right, Alfie won The Voice. Thank God that's over.
It is done. Season 5 complete. No word yet if Season 6 will come in 2016. Possible, though the ratings were again down for another year compared to past seasons. Far from the lofty heights of 2.5-3 million that the first couple of seasons drew for the finale. Look, it was a good outcome. I would have to say there'll be two things that people remember from The Voice this year. One, possibly, that Alfie won. And the second thing is that poor old Tash is only going to be remembered for one thing, and it's not his singing.
Oh, look, it wasn't that bad. The flash was seconds away, and Ronan covered it up beautifully.
Oh, and look, it wasn't necessarily overt, but the fact that it's a conversation topic, you know, the fact that we're even discussing it, like, really, they spent so much money on wardrobe and makeup and those sorts of things. Did nobody have any sense to say, hey, girlfriend, you're going to need some double-sided tape on that?
Maybe they were hoping for that exact reaction, Mox, but anyway.
Well,
anyway,
here it is.
One of your favourite shows, Mr. Robot, is back.
Oh, and with a vengeance. I have just got the Season 2 premiere delivered in my inbox. I'm about to go and watch that. It kicks off this Thursday on Presto. 10 episodes again of what has been the most incredible dystopian tale that almost has become prescient, I have to say. Some of the things predicted in the Season 1 of Mr. Robot have indeed come to pass.
What, in real life, you're saying?
Yeah, it predicted the Ashley Madison hack. There was a few other things that have popped up, just sort of passing reference, not global, this is what's going to happen, but just things around, you know, technology is going to do this and this is how it'll fall apart around us. And they're happening, people.
I always found it a very intense show to watch. The episodes were very deep, particularly some of Mr. Robot's intense drug scenes that I found a bit confronting, a bit hard to take. But sit through that, and it's a damn fine story. I've got to agree with you, Steve.
Oh, and to see Christian Slater acting up a storm is outrageously good. It is so, so binge-worthy. If you haven't seen Season 1, jump onto Presto straight away and do it. Prepare yourselves for Season 2.
SBS 2 have got this this internet show, Explain. It's something we can all relate to, but the fact they've made a TV show about it impresses me more.
Yeah, it's a little sci-fi documentary coming out of the States, The Internet Ruined My Life, looking at a number of different instances where people may have posted something on social media that was taken in the complete opposite way, that they meant it, or somebody had a photo taken of them while they were in a compromising position and shared that became an internet sensation, those kinds of things, and how the people dealt with it and have got on with, or maybe not got on with, their lives. Subsequently, it kicks off late on a Thursday night with a double app on SBS2, The Internet Ruined My Life. Goes for a couple of weeks, and it's pretty amazing.
Now, Chris Evans is out of Top Gear. There was a rumour Joey would be Joey.
Close. Matt LeBlanc, same guy.
Matt LeBlanc would be stepping up. Is that confirmed, or is that just another internet rumour?
Well, Matt and the 5,000 other hosts of Top Gear, any combination therein could occur. BBC haven't confirmed whether Matt will do it by himself or he'll be joined by someone else or what will happen with the hosting future, even if we'll get Season 24. They have said that the ratings were pretty good, and I'd have to say they'd be nowhere near. They are nowhere near what they used to be with Clarkson, Hammond and May. And all eyes now turn to Amazon and the Grand Tour with Clarkson, Hammond and May when it comes to at least American screens and tablets and things later this year. Yet to hear where it's going to surface in Australia, my money is it will appear on Stan.
Yeah, Stan is fast becoming my favourite streaming video on demand channel. There's so many more shows on there than I ever thought possible or that aren't there for the time to watch.
Oh, for the monthly cost of a couple of coffees, you know, if you have, you know, a coffee a day, just maybe work out which days you want to miss out on a coffee. You only have to miss two.
That's true.
And you can have Stan for a month, no contracts, anything like that. It's amazing. The thing to watch, I reckon, at the moment, if you love American politics or at least are interested by it, dropping every Monday afternoon is a thing called The Circus, which is a Showtime documentary series looking at the political race for the president in America right now, following three really key people, you know, long-standing journalists, one of them a strategist with a political party, deep ties within the Republican Party. It's really interesting to hear their takes on this current presidential race and what's happening. In fact, today's episode, it returns after a couple of week break, and they're sizing up ready for, of course, both parties about to have their big their big to-dos that officially announce, at this point, we'd have to guess, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton as their respective parties candidates for president.
Let me put it out there. Hillary's got no chance, mate. She will not be president of the United States.
I think you might be wrong.
I'd love to make a wager on that, and quite a hefty one, Steve. So I'm saying categorically, she will not be president. She'll never make president. You're saying she is. So what's the bet?
Well, then put it this way. It's either going to be Hillary or Donald. Okay? That's the choice America are going to have as president.
Okay.
I cannot see in good conscience how America will vote Donald. He may score a bunch of votes, and that's totally reasonable. But I suspect in November you'll be paying me whatever we make the nature of this wager.
Fine.
Because Hillary Clinton will be not only the first female president of the United States, but will be president.
Strong cup of coffee will make it.
Done.
Which is as much as I can afford. Look, I'm going to find it very hard to watch The Bachelor this year, having soaked myself in Unreal on Stan, you know?
Another reason to have a Stan subscription, people. Yeah. Yes, The Bachelor returns on Wednesday, 27th July to 10. Funnily enough, just after the finale of MasterChef earlier that week.
Of course.
Did you think? So, here we go. It's going to be all the same. Richie lining up to meet a bevy of beauties. Which one will steal his heart? Along the way, the question will be, now that we've seen Unreal, how many of them will have slept with the crew? What manipulations have taken place? All of those sorts of things.
Which one's going to be Hot Rachel?
Yes, there has to be a Hot Rachel.
I love it. Hey, couple of important announcements in TV this week. Tell us, Sunday night viewing, family viewing is back with the Spelling Bee, and we have a start date for Gruen, I'm hearing.
Yeah, really smart move by 10. They are locking in the Great Australian Spelling Bee at 6:30 Sunday night. It's a really family-friendly time slot, which will mean that the criticism they copped last season of, it's a bit late. Sometimes it was starting at 8 o'clock, 8:30. That's not family-friendly for something that is, you know, good family, truly family viewing. So that's great. From Sunday, you can tune in and catch that. And then Gruen will kick off the first Wednesday in August. We will see Todd, Will, and Russell return along with their usual group of friends just in time for the Olympics, funnily enough.
That's what I thought was just brilliant timing, because I remember last year they said it could be nearly 2 years before it comes back. So it's just been 12 months, which is nice.
And look, it's just in time too, I have to say. That's about when we're expecting the election.
Oh, again? I love it.
Oh, not again. That was when we were initially, all of the pundits were saying there could be an August, September poll.
Yeah, right.
Now we've had it.
Well, Bill's mentioned that there could be another election before the end of the year.
Crazier things have happened. I suspect we won't have the same Prime Minister by the end of the year.
Yeah, true. Any other things that we need to look at this week, Steve? Have we covered it all?
Look, there's tons happening. Next week, Bilko, let's talk about what Channel 7 are lining up after the Olympics, as well as what they're planning for the Olympics.
Oh, yeah, the replacement for Downton Abbey looks interesting. The Durrells, whatever that is. Cool.
Yes.
All right, check out Decider TV, all the viewing you need. It's got a great TV guide with recommendations on there and some great podcasts. What are the latest ones there, Steve?
Look, we've got a few good ones lined up at the moment, including author Nick Earls coming to Humans of Twitter next Monday, so prepare yourselves.
All right, Steve, safe week.
Thanks, mate.
Kids are back at school. How good's that?
Well, not all of them are yet.
Oh, it depends if they're in New South, is it? Or in private schools.
My kids don't get back till Thursday.
Yeah, sucked in. All right, see you, mate.
Cheers, dude.